This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because you'll own the credit union as a not-for-profit financial institution. It's fully owned by the members. Operates for you. That means, unlike a bank, the profits go back into the credit union, back into you. Well, what does that mean for me? It means better rates for you on loans, HELOCs, home equity lines of credit. You can get rates as low as 6.99% APR right now. Get the cash you need out of that, out of the equity in your home, to do that home renovation project or that big vacation. Maybe you'd like to go to Europe, go to Serbia. You know, visit Serbia. I hear it's nice, really nice over there this time of year. Leaders can help you do that, no question about it. Whatever you need, whether it's car loans, all those mortgages are hopefully for you at a better rate because, again, you're going to get better rates as a credit union customer. Check them out for yourself. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA and is your financial champion.
If you're going to be betting, make sure you do it on Zen Sports, Z-E-N Sports. They got everything you need. They got NBA. They got golf. They got baseball. They're going to have a ton of new things to announce coming up soon, so make sure you get that app. Get it downloaded on your phone. Zen Sports, betting just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
All right, so Jason is going to take the next 10 to 15 minutes. He promised me during the break he is going to have the Grizz doctrination, the indoctrination. He's going to have a big pregame message for the team, much like his message to the Hustle hopefuls way back when. It was a rousing speech. I believe he said he used to be the Tigers beat writer.
No, that was never mentioned. Just that I was a season ticket holder.
Oh, season ticket holder.
And respected what they were doing.
Right. Now, maybe the message today is similar, right? Or maybe it is not. Maybe you do not respect what they are doing.
You're Mr. Speech, bro. You're what got us through Minnesota. You've quit. That means you're just like this team. You're just like this effort we saw in game one.
I tried.
Now, you said no hope. We thought we were getting maybe a speech today. Yeah. It didn't happen. Now you're trying to flip it and put it on me.
Yes.
No. It doesn't work that way. You can't shirk responsibility.
I'm sorry.
You're right. This doesn't deserve a speech.
Unfortunately.
Here's the speech. It's how many letters is it? Pride. P-R-I-D-E.
Five letters.
Pride.
Right.
That's my speech. Brad, I'd look at Jaron right in the eyes. I'd say, like I'm looking at you right now, I'd say, pride.
Yeah.
I'd look John in the eye. I'd say, pride. I'd look Bane in the eye. I'd look at his arms and say, how do you do this? And then I'd say, pride.
That's exactly right. And then that's it. And then they'd lose by 25. And that would be...
Well, that ain't 51, is it?
I cut it in half. If we keep,
it is on the road.
If we keep cutting the deficit in half every game, by game four, the Grizzlies will only lose by like six. So we're well on our way. We're well on our way. So you'll have that message for the Grizzlies in just a little bit. But Penny Hardaway had a message for Memphians. He had a availability, his first availability since the season ended about a month, I believe a month ago to the day, at the hands of Colorado State. Can you believe it's only been a month? Feels like it's been 3 years, man.
The hurt feels like yesterday I was driving down to Robert Irwin Jewelers trying to pick myself up.
And you bought yourself how many Rollies?
No Rollies. Zero Rollies, dude.
I think that.
Stop before you get me hit.
I think that loss
and
definitely
Memphis
deserved
streets,
a Rollie, though.
They're looking for a Rollie. I only have one.
Right. But Penny Hardaway had an availability. And, he, of course, the first question was about P.J. Haggerty. This is from Parthu Padhyay. He was nice enough to take the footage here. Let's take a listen, Brad, to just a few moments of what Penny Hardaway had to say.
Penny, how big of a – I mean, you talked about just kind of the magnitude of priority it was to keep P.J. Haggerty around. What were those conversations like toward the end there, and what ultimately led him to entering the portal?
I think that everybody understands the portal and what it does. I don't think there was any disrespect to our university at all. P.J. and I and his father have a great relationship. I think that he's really fully focusing on the NBA and going into the portal only – You know, he didn't close the door on us. And, you know, we still talk and still have a great relationship. So it wasn't like he's like, I'm out of here, I'm gone. You know, that's his right to go into the portal if he wants to.
So you haven't closed the door yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't closed the door here. You know, like I said, we still have a great relationship and I respect his decision.
In today's day and age where, like, you've got a certain amount of funds to allocate across a roster and a certain amount of spaces, how tough is that to have that uncertainty of, you know, maybe PJ will want to be back, maybe he won't, maybe he'll go to the NBA, maybe he won't?
Oh, it's very tough, obviously, because you have to wait, and the other players in the portal aren't waiting. They're going to go where they're wanted, and it makes it a little tougher. They understand that.
Let's talk about what we're here today.
So there you go. That's what Penny Hardaway had to say about PJ Haggerty, which, I don't know, was there anything that jumped out at you about that?
No, maybe just the tone of his on the answer, and I might be, you know, might be trying to read too much into things, but the tone on his answer about the door possibly being closed kind of went, no, I'm really, you know, they got kind of came close to it with the tone.
Yeah.
No, I'm ruling it out yet.
Yeah, well, but
you go to that tone when it's like, no, well, not quite done,
but yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, because that's clearly kind of where that conversation has a tendency to go.
Exactly.
So, again, could be too much. Clearly, we know the door's not closed because, you know, PJ hasn't announced anything at this point. But, and the focusing on NBA, you know, and we know what the NBA is going to tell him, go back to school and be a point guard. You know, that's why PJ is making, I would imagine, is part of the reason why he's asking for assurances that he will be at the point guard position. We had talked about that beforehand. This offseason, we're in the attempts to, you know, reacquire, because you have to these days. You have to get a guy back that's already yours. We talked about, you know, PJ needs to come back, can't be a 6'3 shooting guard in the NBA. If you're not a pure shooter, he's not that. You're going to have to play on ball. He needed to come back for that. He's asking for that, but obviously that and the moon. And so, no, I just thought Penny underlined something I think you and I, here's the thing. You and I always thought PJ Haggerty was getting in the portal. We said it was good business.
Yep.
We said he should. He could set the market as a second-team AP All-American. What we were surprised by is that he didn't for as long as he did. And then, yes, I think the timing was informative in the sense that he must have felt either Memphis wasn't going to be able to get it together or was being slow in doing so and elected, okay, if I'm going to go to another school and get my, you know, see what that number can be, I've got to put my number. So, I say all that to say I don't fault him for the business, and it doesn't sound like Penny. How could he? When he was telling you before the season ended, it was going to be about money on retaining these guys. So a lot of common sense in there, and he said it. Here's the thing. He talked about Parth asked him, how tough is it to have to earmark this money, basically reserve it, and put together the rest of the roster? Penny said, obviously. And here's the deal. It is obvious. You want to be able to go after the best guys right off the top, but you can't because you're waiting on PJ. That's a tough situation, but I would say to that, we've talked about it. Here's the word again, continuity. Not putting yourself in a position where you need so much. Now, realize that's going to be harder and harder to do at a time where we're asking Penny to have more, retain more of the roster so you're not flipping so much. It's going to be harder to do in this world where your budget, all of a sudden, it doesn't compare to other people's budget. But my point is, when you're constantly having to flip, like he's had to do the last couple of seasons, you open yourself up to where
yeah, now I got to worry about this much of a rest of a roster while I'm waiting on PJ, making it, you know, just compounding the problem.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, you put yourself in that boat, but clearly with PJ, man, I'm just at a point where, and it feels like whether this is in this situation or Memphis's ability to continue to compete, to try to compete nationally, that you're being priced out. And you can use the PJ hat. If you can't keep a second team AP All-American on your squad, you know, for a Memphis with the program history that's here and how much this young man improved, if you can't do that in today's age of college athletics, if Memphis can't do that, then you're priced out.
Yeah.
Because that just comes down to, again, money. Clearly he understands the whole, well, you can trust Penny, it's going to run through you. If he tells you, in this case, you're going to play point guard. I know Penny's had a tendency to tell a lot of people that, but if he tells you, you're going to get it. Well, frankly, we all know it. That's what the NBA is telling you. So,
yeah.
I hate the situation. I've kind of written it off. Looks to me like Penny's assembling a team that and has to right now. He has to get to it. That's going that is minus PJ Haggerty, and you just lament the fact that college athletics is where it is. However, I would say in the same breath, and I think it is absolutely fair, you cannot fault PJ Haggerty for trying to get the most
absolutely
money
not.
Possible.
No way.
Because it's very likely he's never going to see this money
exactly.
in the NBA.
Exactly right.
So I can't fault him or his family for doing this. And that's why we always said before the season even ended, John and I said, this dude's going to get in the portal because he might set the market.
Yep. Now he's encountering more resistance than he hoped he would.
Yep. Well, JT said it, didn't he? Because he's a big, I mean, Toppin,
right.
I guess.
Right.
I mean, they're done well. Yeah, because we don't count AJ Dibonsta or whatever.
No, that's like
its own thing. Its own deal.
But
with
the fact
BYU.
That Rob, but you know, Rob Wright, we can't
Rob
count.
Wright,
probably.
You meant, yeah, Rob Wright.
We got
Wright.
3.5.
Right, you mentioned him.
But that's BYU.
And you've been
money.
Saying dude's 3.2, not 4 million.
Right.
JT Toppin. Yes.
But you know, I mean, he I'm sure he can probably get to 4 million if he does X. I don't know. Some of these places have incentives, some don't. I don't know.
Anyway, he's up there still at the top. And
yeah,
that's why we said still.
I mean, he'll get
you're
3
get
million
more.
Somewhere. Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
In terms of offer, you're going to be right there. So we always thought it was smart business.
And Memphis is not going to pay him that.
Well, I think that's what the timing of the to announce it when he did just days away from the deadline speaks to that.
Yeah.
And I think Penny's sort of tone speaks to that. We can't go over this line. And in some ways, it's different than Nico because we feel like PJ Haggerty clearly has earned his raise. But then in some ways, it's the same because you have to have a line that you draw. That, you know, and especially for Memphis, which is on a limited roster. This is not the Vols roster here, the football roster here. This is on a limited budget that you're on.
Yeah.
And yeah, when you got 5 million and a guy's asking for, you know, 3 plus,
yeah.
You got to put together a rest of a roster that's actually going to win the AAC. I mean, you got PJ Haggerty and nothing. You got Tulsa. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
And the price of the brick has gone up, as they say.
And what's scary, John, is that, you know, you once had convinced me, and I still believe it, the bubble's got to burst, right? We got to get some kind of cap on this thing. Can't keep going up every offseason like this. Crazy money. It's got to pop at some point.
It won't keep going.
But it's not doing it right now.
Right.
Making it even harder for Memphis.
Yes.
To compete at the level it's used to. The level you're used to. The level we're used to.
Yeah.
The level... I mean, my gosh, it's turned Tiger, you know, that job itself, covering Tigers basketball, wouldn't be sitting here if not
yeah.
for the tradition of that program and its people caring about it that even made the job coveted, made it important. That's the point. That's been our history. Some of us, it's all we've known. And so now, I don't know if you can do it in today's age now, especially as the front of your porch,
yeah.
as it's been for the athletic department. I know it leads to a conversation we don't want, you know, necessarily have right now because I'm with you. I don't want to give Ryan Silverfield more. I want to give football more, maybe. I want to, you know, yeah, because maybe their ceiling's higher at this point. But if you can't keep PJ Haggerty, it does feel like the ceiling's lowering.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other conversation.
There was a time where here's the difference: Penny Hardaway could come out of a, you know, at a golf tournament, could come out and say, "I need more NIL."
Right.
And what happened? He got it, right? Now, there is no more. You're at capacity in terms, and yours is much less than everyone else's. And so there's no more, you know, sort of going around and asking. You're not going to get that same response. You're limited.
Totally.
And especially when the numbers have gone up, the price of the brick, as John says, has gone up on this budget that you're stuck on $5 million. That's tough.
Yeah, man.
That's tough. And unfortunately, and I've said this to some others, but it might not matter how good a coach Penny is or becomes in terms of trying to meet your expectations, our expectations, Sweet 16s, competing nationally.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hit that, and it's getting harder and harder, who takes the blame? It's going to be Penny Hardaway.
Totally.
It's going to be dirt on him. It's going to be media saying, "Oh man, he's not winning enough." He's pointing to the 1-3, or it's going to be some fans that have already been pointing at the 1-3, so he's not improving as a coach. And he's got, and unfortunately, in a situation that's now may very well be out of his control, the dirt's going to get kicked on him. See, and that's what you don't want. You don't want another Larry, situation where there's a bad taste, between you and, again, program legend, mm-hmm. this one who's got his name on the Athletic Hall of Fame over there, the Athletic Building, because he donated, over $1 million for it.
Yeah.
To help build it. So it's, I'd ask where, and clearly Penny's committed because he's going after this roster, but not asking, man, it's going to be tougher and tougher. It feels like you're fighting more and more of an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like talking about trying to beat OKC, in a way.
It does.
Just because it feels it's going to get next to impossible to compete for Sweet 16s and Elite Eights.
Yeah.
Those rosters are going to be $10 million plus.
Easily.
And there's a bunch of them now.
Well, you got to think.
Come on.
Like it's $10 million plus with the knowledge of if it needs to be $12.5 million, we can make it $12.5 million.
We can win the AAC, but what does that get you in college basketball?
Right. It gets you a first-round exit.
It's a little bit different in college football in that it might, get you the Group of Five spot compared to Mountain West and the Boise. It's a little bit different.
That's right.
So your ceiling might be a little higher with what you can do on the football side.
You may be on borrowed time there because I saw the report this week that they're meeting to discuss now changes to that format. And there are certainly going to be commissioners who are pushing for fewer guaranteed spots.
I don't believe it will always be there. But I've also said in the same breath, and you already know where I'm going, that's why you're nodding your head, that you have to be in a position where your football is strong for realignment that's coming in 2030. When these television contracts are up. Walken and many others have written about it. Those talks will start in 28, 29. It's going to explode the landscape as we know it, according to Walken and others. They're saying this is going to be dynamic, seismic-type change. And, no, you won't come out in the SEC. You certainly won't. Probably won't come out in the Big 12 either. But can you come out of it in something better than this? If your football is strong by that front, but by that point, well, your basketballs hadn't gotten you in. And so, again, even if that college football playoff spot is taken away for the little guy, which I'm with you on, eventually they're going to take that out from under you. You have to be ready for the 28-29 talks to start up and be hot. And so if we're going to go down this road, again, you have to hold your head coach and your football program to a new standard if you're gonna shift gears like that and try to make it, the as we say around here, the front porch, the way everybody else is doing it. You have to hold your football coach to a higher standard, whatever you want to call it. Conference titles a must. 11-12 hollow with the 11-10 hollow wins don't get it if it's not coming with conference titles. So if you're gonna make that move, it better be with the right guy because you got to be hot by 28-29 when the shift happens, because the talks start early before the end of the contracts in 2030.
Yep.
That might be your last hope, man. Might be the last boat's leaving. So you're in your own building now. That's the other part of this equation, controlling the Simmons Bank. Man, they have concerts in that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. But outside of that, it is.
Well, it better be good football as well. Lord knows the showboats ain't going
to
provide it.
Well, I think that's the other part of this is there needs to be an urgency that I don't know exists on the football side as it relates to the administration and how they sort of view, and you're falling out of your chair there because you didn't think I was going to go there. You didn't think I was going
to. I was like, no. But, no way he's coming over this football side and what's got to happen there.
But if Ryan Silverfield is going to be the best funded entity and be in charge of the best funded entity on campus over there. If he is going to be the best funded entity by a wide margin in the league that he plays in, now I don't know if the gap is quite as big in football as it is in basketball, because I'm sure South Florida, right? They have to have some money down there. Tulane's got some money.
They were trying to put together something for Nico.
So I don't know. I don't think the gap is as wide as it is for football as it is in basketball. But if he's going to continue to be in charge of that enterprise with that money and resources.
How many more years for Fred's deal? Four? Only four more, get four of the five, right? And we're 1 year in the five-year deal,
okay,
I think.
Okay, so there you go. I thought we were more than that.
Well, I think it's one into the five-year. But point is, that's only at most
4 years.
At most four.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you get it extended, but point is, that's what you know you have.
Yes.
And that we primarily going to football.
Yes,
as primarily that's going why to that's football. Important to yes. bring up.
So if you're going to have all those things, then you're going to need to be held to a standard that is different than, you know, we're used to them being.
Thousand percent.
What I mean is, if you underachieve next year, right, the university should look into making a change as soon as next year, even with the new contract.
I couldn't have said it clearer. Fans, some of them, and some that have, God bless them, been paying season tickets forever. When you tell them this, you know.
Yeah,
Ryan's got what 21 wins last. They're gonna go. No, you're crazy,
right?
But remember, you're completely shifting.
That's right.
You're going for a 180. You're trying to change the face. And so for those folks, they're gonna have to buckle up, and you're gonna have to explain to them as Ed loves to do. Go to the math. This is our building here.
That's right.
FedEx Forum is not our building.
That is right.
Penny had a ranked team. Y'all put 6,500 butts in seats on average down there. We are limited there. We are in many ways unlimited here. Hell, we can throw concerts because it's ours now.
Yep.
We got to max out the football product, and you do that, John, by exactly what you said, that if Ryan doesn't live up to a conference title standard,
yep.
you'd be willing to pay the 6 to 8, whatever the hell it is,
yep.
and you stand up to that. You say, yes, we're raising the bar now.
Yep.
Where we have to be winning conference titles when we have this level of investment, because we got to be competing with Boise State right now for the Group of Five spot.
Yep.
And then for 28, 29, and 30 for realignment.
Yes, because.
So 100%.
Yeah, I mean, your timeline is different now.
And don't give me the whole reset. You know, new quarterback, Ryan
nobody,
needs time.
Nobody
he
resets
had set
anymore.
For 4 years. Nobody resets anymore. You got it. You got it. So I don't know. Some will play that card next year.
Yeah. The times are different. You know, things do not have to take time anymore. You know, a coach doesn't have to come in and, all right, he builds his program 2-3 years. No. If you have the money, which Memphis football does, you get to, and your responsibility is to do this year to year, just like it is for Memphis basketball.
Penny lost to Colorado State. They left a lot on the table, but you know what he did? He won his regular season conference title and his conference tournament title.
Yeah.
Those should be expectations.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, yeah, it's good. You can do this. And especially on the football side now.
Yeah.
Where, again, the price the price right now to play, you can get it done.
Yeah.
On that side in the AAC, and there's more to get. With a college football playoff.
Yep.
Whereas with basketball, man, that ceiling feels like it's dropping on you. And you don't have the same sort of, you know, guaranteed 10,000 to 12,000 that you used to put in that building you could fall back on and say, yeah, it's still our porch even though we're down.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Did you realize, by the way, that Memphis has the fourth best odds at DraftKings? And they're one of the only places that I've seen that have posted these to win the AAC next year. They're fourth.
I think that's what we said. We thought.
They're behind Tulane. They're behind Navy. They're behind Army.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what you and I said, third or fourth, I think.
They're just ahead of UTSA, who's plus 650.
Memphis, Tulane's first?
Tulane's first, 2-1.
Who'd they get at quarterback?
I don't know.
Because they're just going for Nico. So it couldn't have been too good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they lost the other kid, right?
But I think Navy is bringing back Corbath.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what
Army's going to have a tough. Yeah. I would think a tougher schedule this
year.
Yeah,
you would think
they benefited last year from the welcome in love.
But yeah, man.
Fourth. So that's all I'm just saying.
That doesn't mean you can't. I mean, you know, there's not a huge separation between first and fourth, but, you know, again, like, this is the way the market perceives the Memphis football program as sort of like third, fourth, you know.
No, it's a restart. They don't, you know, they don't, they got a new quarterback in there.
But you have the first, you have the top budget is the problem. So it's like, all right, I have expectation. I have sort of perception of being a fourth place program, but I got a first place budget. And that's, and that is where there has to be a change, right? That is where you have got to get those things.
If you're going to make this shift, I'm going with you.
Aligned.
Then there must some be, there must be something that comes with it. And that's
right.
A raising of the bar,
right,
in terms of the standards you're holding your football program.
Because Penny did it last year.
Has to be conference titles.
Penny did it last year.
That's the difference. And I can hear folks right now, well, y'all ain't saying that's about Penny.
He won
Penny
the league.
Won his league.
He won the league.
And he did what he was supposed
and
to
he
do.
And he did it in dominant fashion, and then he won the conference
tournament. In addition to, you know, finishing run-up right. in the Maui, whatever,
that's
historically,
right.
That was a good Maui.
The tournament point is disappointing.
You and I are the same way. Yeah. I mean, he you know, the fact is they left too much on the table, period. There was more to get. You think about the equity that could have been built up that you missed on again. You did it 2 years ago when you lose to FAU, unfortunately. It's you lament that. But he did what he was supposed to do on that standard. It should be across the – that's the across-the-board standard for both at this point. But if you're going to make a shift, as seems to be – you know, that's what John's picking up and everybody else that seems to be around there. There's going to be a shift to investing more there.
Yep.
The bar has to go up.
No, it definitely does.
You can't tell, you can't sell 21 wins with no conference title, you know, as if it's you're making history.
Yep.
When you don't, you finish fourth in your league.
Yep, exactly. So it's just it's the new world we live in, and I know that it's exhausting for a lot of people. But you know, there's a world where Memphis can be, you know, champions at navigating it. It's just
that's what I'm saying. Is there a world where it's fun and the football's actually good,
yeah,
and you're in a
course.
New building, and
yeah.
Where it's a Saturday afternoon, it feels like a different sort of experience with Memphis football because that building's been renovated. And all of a sudden, whether you're John's on a, I can see Brad over on a party deck or whatever the heck we're calling it in the renovated spot, and he's got his drink, he's looking good. He's got what? If you got your WRVR stuff on, and you got your 929 stuff on, you wear so many hats around here.
I have them both.
What you're gonna have was a Memphis thing on.
Memphis,
no Mississippi State. I can't wait to get you in our new building. And really convert you back to Tigers and give you a better brand of football, a conference title winning brand of football. That's what we're going to give you, Brad. And we're going to pull you from the Bulldogs, your local team, not Showboats.
Oh.
Tiger football winning conference titles.
Yeah. So, anyway.
That boat is sinking.
You heard
that boat's underwater like the Titanic. Should be gurgling.
You heard from Penny on PJ. Now they're just trying to they had Doug McDaniel in yesterday, trying to get him and then
little,
you know,
Dougie,
and then who I like.
I can see Brad. Go on, get that. Teach me how to Dougie out, Brad.
There you go, old Doug.
Get. Don't do it yet. We don't want to jinx it.
Or you could do the you know,
we could be falling in love with him like we did PJ.
Doug Funny. Remember the do 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 do.
Not by the way you're doing it there, but
that's a, you don't remember Doug, you don't remember Doug Funny, man?
No, you have to play that one because I didn't get it off the doo-doots.
And the problem is it was a cartoon.
Oh.
You know?
That's when old John was eating cereal.
Brad, can you pull up
Little John.
Can you pull up Doug cartoon intro? It really is one of the best cartoons of the early to mid-90s, bro. All right. There needs to be a little bit of respect shown for the millennials who listen to this show.
My kid don't watch cartoons.
That is definitely not it. That is definitely, yeah. I don't know what that is.
That's what you were watching. We know.
That's Doug. That's D-O-U-G. I think you pulled up Zaboomafoo or something, bro.
What is this, man? What are you trying
this is
to?
It, this is it. Here we go.
Teach Me How to Dougie was much better, bro. And I don't even like Teach Me How to Dougie.
Wow. Can this guy, like, rebound and shoot?
He's a hooper. He's a point guard. Come on. You can't feel this with Doug?
He's going to have the ball in his hands.
The PJ may not get this money. Is that what I'm hearing? I mean, like, is Ole Miss going to pay him $4 million? Who's paying him $4 million?
He's not getting $4 million. but he'll get
come
three.
Down a little bit. He'll get more than he's going to get Memphis.
So we can't get to the 3.5, though.
No, sir.
Man, we cheap.
Not 3.5 or 5? You want to give him 3? Well, is that smart math?
I just thought we were rich.
Where are you?
I had people tell me how rich they were.
We've explained this
with the whole
billion times.
The whole time. In between 4 and 5 the whole time. At one point that looked good. Now with revenue sharing coming, it's no good anymore.
No good.
The price of the brick is different.
We got a new price for
it. And you got the same amount to pay for it.
That's right.
You got the same job.
Now if
you didn't get a raise at your job.
That's right.
And
the price has gone up. That's hard.
Stagflation.
That's real life.
Stagflation
for most people out here.
Yeah. So what happened? I mean, again, Memphis a year ago, April 22nd, 2024, $4.5 billion budget, elite. I kid you not, elite.
It's changed that fast.
I would hope that people here would recognize that I would know that, given my contacts nationally, who I work for, et cetera. Elite. Better than Florida. All right? They won the national champion. They had more money than Florida. What happens? What changed? How do you go from having one of the best budgets in the country to now you can't even afford a $3 million salary? Because rev share. Because rev share. Say it with me. Revenue share. Revenue share.
That's not fun.
Revenue share. These programs have NIL and revenue share. And the revenue share is fat. It is enormous. It is $4 million potentially on top of any NIL that is raised. And these places are still raising NIL. Florida is still getting fundraising. Ole Miss is still getting fundraising. They love it down there. They're like, dude, Chris Beard is our coach. We want to give him everything he wants, everything he needs. We went to a Sweet 16. We don't do that here.
That's right.
We can compete in the SEC in a way that we never thought imaginable, right? So
because of the power of that league, too.
Yes.
Now. Yeah.
So Chris Beard gets a lot of money, and Sean Miller, Texas, gets a lot of money, and the Big East gets a lot of money because they don't have to worry about football. And so that's how $4.5 million shrinks in this economy of the transfer portal in 2025. I can't promise you that it's always going to be like this. It may not. People may say, man, damn, $3.5 million is more than a first-round draft pick in the NBA is making. This is outrageous. I mean, I can't justify spending this amount of money. Although, you know what, Jason? We're not going to get there because people who can afford that kind of stuff, they like it. They want to do it. You know, if you or me had the means, bro, we would bankroll the hell out of Memphis. If you and I were both billionaires, if we were oil tycoons or we ran and owned FedEx, bro, we would be spending money at Memphis like it'd be no tomorrow.
Yeah. And you would owe a little extra to PJ for how you doubted him initially.
Yeah.
You'd have to break him up a little more.
But unfortunately, Memphis does not have that person right now. The same. Texas Tech has oil money right now. They got this one guy down there who's kind of like their T-Boone Pickens, who's like all about basketball, all about football, wants to make sure that Texas Tech has the most money to do all the things they want to do. And, you know, Memphis just does not have that one guy who is like taking it upon himself. We have said, Bill, please do it. Bill Lurie, please be that. He hasn't done it. He hasn't done it. So,
I mean, he's done a lot already.
He's done a lot. He paid for the facility.
We have a smaller group of ambassadors and such as well to choose, the shoulders of.
And again, the other part of it too, Jason, is like, it's an annual thing. You got to do that. You got to do this every single year.
Right.
And people are kind of like over it, bro. Like there are a lot of people that are just disenchanted by the entire thing. Don't come ask me for money every year. I'm done with it. Whatever. Especially at Memphis. So, and they were never even, they didn't like it from, I remember talking to some ambassadors. They didn't like it from the jump. The whole, oh, I'm only going to know them for a year. They only don't care about my money.
Oh, and you know what they're used to. They're used to their old 80s Tigers that
absolutely
stayed here 4 years, even on into the early 90s you still have.
And that is the problem.
But
because
it's not,
there's
not so much a Memphis thing as it is a college athletics thing and how the fabric's sort of been broken apart. You don't get those Shane Battiers and, you know, Todd Days that played Arkansas for 4 years, I think, before
that's
he
right
went to the NBA. Those guys, you don't get those guys at that school anymore.
That's right.
So that jersey, that P.J. Haggerty jersey that you bought, this year, you know, this year for your kid. Well, it's in the corner.
Well,
next year,
it's now called Raggedy.
It's next year he's not on the team. And so if you don't have the same connection to it because you are constantly flipping over. Now, there are still those stories because the Jani Broome kid is that. You have to keep ones in there. You got to find the DeAndre Williams, but there haven't been,
you know, sort of enough of those for Penny to where it doesn't feel like you're in a predicament every offseason. It has. Remember, last year we were clinging to David Jones, y'all, and it turned out to be okay. You ended up with P.J. Haggerty. Now, I'm not telling you it turns out that well for you again. I wouldn't expect it. So losing P.J. and having to, you know, bank on a different roster and learning new guys. But, frankly, Penny's been pretty good at it considering how much of the roster he's had to replace. And the pieces certainly seem to fit. I just, you know, to think you can go 10-3 again against a tough, you know, a scheduled exactly. non-conference as tough as last year. To think that you can avoid all the, you know, all the mines that are every team in the AAC that you play and can blow up your season. You know, and you go 16-2. You did that about as best as you could last year.
Totally.
And avoiding those mines. To do that again, navigate it as well as you did, that's going to be tough to do when you're banking on, okay, chemistry's got to be right again. Let's see. No Tyrese, no PJ out there. You know, that's gambling every year.
It is.
Tough.
It is. And again, the main difference is, whereas you go into Maui this year, you have a better budget than Michigan State. You have a better budget.
That's crazy.
You know, you don't have that anymore.
It's changed in months.
I mean, people were calling me last year before the season started, and they were like, do you have any idea how much Memphis spent on this roster? Like, it is an insanely expensive roster for the – and then, obviously, it ended up being great. Like, it ended up being a very good roster and worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just remember having those conversations after the exhibition last year. Like, people just were – they thought the roster was egregiously overpaid. And now that same roster is going to cost you double, right? Ridiculous. I mean, to get P.J. Haggerty, to get Dane Danger, to get Tyrese Hunter in 2025, you know, Kobe Rogers – it would cost you literally almost double, probably. So
might have to go back to just getting Memphis kids.
Well, they did that with Tedford, right?
Well, that was a smart move.
Yeah,
because he's a dog.
Yeah,
and again, if that's what you're going to have, well, you know, loyalty, you know, those things become more important when you have less to spend on these, you know, free agents essentially. And so getting guys like Tedver that are going to be committed to staying within your program, and maybe if things don't go all that great for him this year, he's staying. He's staying because he's bought into doing it for Memphis and doing it for Penny. You know, a few of those guys ain't going to hurt you. And I think he's going to be better than, you know, he's going to be impactful as a role guy and maybe more than that eventually. But the point being, hopefully you've got multiple years with him.
Yeah.
That's what you got to get to. But you got to shop different. And Penny's done that a little bit with Tedford and Ashton.
Yeah. Yep. You
know, so we'll see.
That was what Penny Hardaway had to say on PJ Haggerty and the state of college basketball.
Grizzlies, OKC tonight. Give me a growl. John challenged me on the spot after his mood changed to do a speech. My speech, I told you, is one word. Pride. I'm looking at you, Jaron. Ja, I'm looking at you. Bane, I'm looking at you. This isn't about.
I'm going to try to set the mood. Brad, I'm going to DM you the music here to see if maybe it'll help Jason.
Oh, I was about to play Man on Fire. I thought we were going deep.
No, there's the playoff speeches have a very, very specific.
You guys are interrupting my on the spot
soundtrack.
Speech. Go right ahead.
I just DM'd you the link, Brad.
Okay.
I kind of liked that music, but because I like Man
we'll
on Fire.
Until I find the other one.
John better have a really good one. Let me know.
Is it direct message in the...
John trying to mess me up. John put me on spot now. He's trying to mess me up. It better be real good.
99 account.
It better live up to it, John. Let me tell you that. Hold on, huh? Yeah, this is going great.
92.9. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, 99 FM ESPN on Twitter.
Joke!
Here we go.
That's actually part of the speech. Me saying
joke.
Yeah. Don't forget, I mean, we have an army of soldiers going into battle here, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm in the locker room setting the scene. I want everybody in this locker room to know nobody out there believes in us. Nobody believes in our organization. They think we're a joke. On down to you, John Conchar, all the way up to you, Zach Lyman. They are laughing at us. But let me tell you this. John, this ain't about you. Luke, this ain't about you. Marvin, good game. But this ain't about you. It's about three dudes. I look over. Jaron, a lot of what Kendrick Perkins said about you was right.
Damn.
A two-time All-Star shouldn't be coming off the floor with 4-3, dressing up in some Parisian fashion afterwards. Should be some pride.
Yeah.
Ja, you're shooting up Advils and painkillers. You're playing through it. But we've talked about body language all year long. And if you are laughing on the bench, as Stephen A. Smith said, in a 51-point loss, nobody's going to take this seriously. So whatever you've got left, I need it from you. But I need you to believe, because that's what makes the rest of this team believe. And Desmond, you had been really good here down the stretch. But we and your arms came up short in game one. We have to hit those shots. When you look over at OKC, don't look at it as something that you can no longer achieve.
Yeah, you outlasted the music, man.
I'm not done with the big three.
I had to reset the tune. It was only the 2.5.
Because them folks put on their jogging pants, leather pants, fuzzy pants. They put them on two legs just like you.
Heard that.
They're a man,
yeah,
not machine. Understand? Mm-hmm. Knock them down, Bane. Big three, don't look at the rest of our group. Because today this is about you. And whether or not, right, you should be the high-paid future of our franchise together. Let's go out there and respond to the charges. We're going to lose. But you have to play better. I'm walking out.
That's my coach! That's my coach! That's my coach right there! He said we're going to lose!
Marvin, if you outplay Jaron again, we are not re-signing Jaron to a contract extension. That's just me and you talking. We'll talk to you later. Keep it up.
Okay. All right. I don't know how I feel, but
I feel worse off.
It might have been controversial.
First of all, so were you the season ticket holder delivering? Like, what was your role? Were you?
I think you know who I was.
Hmm. Were you Anthony Carter?
No.
Who are
somebody
you?
That we need to speak up? Somebody who should have spoke up a long time ago. I feel like I should have been Tayshaun Prince.
Oh, Tayshaun coming in the locker room.
That's not his job, man.
What?
That ain't his job.
Ain't nobody else setting a culture in there.
Well, he ain't either.
Isolo's speeches are falling on deaf ears. Nobody's buying into. What are you talking about? This is a dude who's actually been through some things in the playoffs, Tayshaun Prince.
You're right.
Who's got, I know, some pride.
You're right.
I don't know if Kleiman's got any, you know, because of what it's certainly not the kind of pride that's needed in the playoffs to not get beat by 51, largest playoff loss by OKC.
Yeah.
Kleiman can't help you there. He stood pat, got Marcus out of here. He's put his team on the floor.
Yeah.
And it certainly doesn't fall on Isolo. And it's right. I mean, I asked Jess the question, how much should we measure Isolo, whether the team's bought in, whatever. It doesn't matter. All that matters tonight is the big three and how it responds. You have been nationally pushed now, criticized, and fairly by most of them. How are you going to respond? Are y'all checked out on us? Because you certainly look like it in game one.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be a better response.
Yeah.
Otherwise, as Harrington writes, are you seriously going to give this guy between $300 and $350 million on this max deal on 6 rebounds a game?
Right.
And 4-3 is an all-star in game one. No, yeah, man. And again, he's got the playoff numbers. They're not good. We went through them yesterday. All it is, look, we love those guys. There's a time very recently where I thought, okay, big three, long as they're healthy, I'm a contender. This year has proven otherwise, or has at least shown otherwise. Not proven anything, I guess, because you're not. I mean, you still have high hopes, but it's shown otherwise because when you've gone against the best all season long, when you've had them, you've come up short.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair to have sort of shifted to a conversation, especially at this point. You got Jaren one more year on contract, right? You have this opportunity this summer, likely to give him the max extension. Might be decision time.
Yeah.
If you keep getting performances like you got on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. It's a big one. Pre-game 6 o'clock tonight, Brad. Pre-game 6 o'clock. Early evening for Gabe. I know,
it's
you know.
It's a great time. I just love having it at a regular time.
That's right. That's appreciate right. 6:30 is a very, very palatable tip for sure. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason Fitz going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John out of China Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yes, man.
All right. So did you get all that? Yeah. Apparently, there's like an OnlyFans model and
yeah, there was a lot. There were some names being dropped, obviously. I couldn't keep track of, but I heard Busby and heard his charges back at Busby and
yep.
You know, certainly heard what he had to say about you know to his family and all that. I would be interested in the rest of whatever it is, the audio conversation, the clip that's out there, if it adds context. I'm not, you know, because I'd be interested. Can context be added? Like the little bit of the clip that we heard here off air didn't sound good at all. Whether or not this is a shakedown, though, I can't speak to, you know, clearly.
Right.
If there was poor behavior, if a law was let's take it to that point. If a law was broken, have there, you know, you would, that first thing I'm going to do as a former reporter is go look for, you know, where she's pressed charges, everything like that. And to that extent, there apparently, you know, we haven't had that. You're talking about now this suit. I feel you can't weigh in on this, John, other than say, yeah, it's not a good look for Shannon.
Right.
But obviously this woman has a right to sue him.
Yeah.
And, I'm not naive. Some of these are shakedowns. I believe that. Sure. I'm not suggesting this is one of them. Shannon's going to have to deal with this, whether he ends up paying. But because he's so public about it and points directly to let's hear the rest of it, I would be willing to, again,
right.
The last thing you're going to do is pass judgment today and say, oh, man, Shannon Sharpe's, you know, crazy. You know, this is unbelievable. What we don't know enough.
Right.
And he's awfully upfront.
No, he is.
You know, and my whole thing has been, I've just been this way my whole life. I could be completely wrong. Sometimes I guess attorneys would advise you different. But if you are innocent, like, you're going to be screaming it to the high hills.
Totally.
You're not going to be somebody that just sits around taking the charges, being willing to just whatever somebody. If you're truly innocent in these situations, it seems like to me, if I'm in those shoes, I'm screaming it. Now, maybe I get frustrated after a while because nobody's listening, but I'm screaming it. And it feels like Shannon responding this quickly, maybe, some of that. But again, I'm not going to come down on his side either and say, well, this is a definite shakedown.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.